This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron is known nationwide for its vibrant do-it-yourself music scene. But these independent artists are finding it's getting harder to get out of the living room. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with one of the pioneers of Akron's DIY community about how his band hopes to break the mold of how bands get signed to record deals. Guitarist Max Adams and his band City Cop have been a fixture in Akron's underground music community for about 5 years. He and singer Eddie Gankus started a Facebook page to unite DIY artists and has more than 2,500 members who work together to organize and promote concerts at a handful of Akron houses. But Adams says it's becoming increasingly difficult for these bands to get out from underground. Adams says as City Cop has grown a fan base, the band has had a number of record label deals fall through.
We started when we were so young, we didn't really know what we were doing. So it was just record a record, throw it up on the internet, try to go on tour. That was the whole goal. Once we started gaining more of a following, we always aspired to be on bigger labels, but it just never sort of worked out. I don't think we really fit in any of their criteria. We're kind of not a safe bet because of the genre. Proving my point,
but I'm still. Their genre is loosely defined as emo punk. You don't hear much of it in mainstream media. So Adam says he realized if his band ever wanted to make another album, it had to find another way. While touring, he connected with friends in Toledo who run a YouTube channel called Little Elephant. The page features videos of artists recording intimate concerts in Little Elephant's living room studio. It has more than 30,000 followers.
They started a second wing of the business, which is a lathe cut business, where they print vinyls at no minimum order. So usually with a vinyl company, you got to order 500 vinyls. There's a lot of bands or projects where people don't really need 500 vinyls.
So Adam says he then decided to approach Rob Courtney at Little Elephant about going one more step, starting an independent label.
When things fell through with my last label, I actually called Little Elephant, I called Rob, and I was like, can you please start a label so we can put this record out on it? And I ran into him about a year later at a house show in Akron, and he's just like, hey, that record label thing, we want to do it. We wrote a 5-song EP just for Little Elephant called Nesh.
So signing with Little Elephant, what does this do for you?
This just gives us an opportunity to be working with people that we really trust because we've been friends with them for so many years. And it also gives us an opportunity to kind of break the mold for what record labels are right now, because most of the time there's a formula and Little Elephant's going to break that formula because they make their own product. They can do their own PR. They're essentially like a PR machine just from the videos and the channel. And even right now, our friend Mark, who is in Little Elephant, he owns a print shop, so we're doing our merch there. So it's just kind of like this little City Cop factory right now. We're just, everything's getting done there, and it's really nice.
Navigating this landscape of getting signed to labels is really challenging if you're a band that doesn't really have a whole lot of resources. Can you talk about, from a musician standpoint, just how difficult all of this is?
I mean, especially if you don't have the experience. I remember before we had ever even worked with a label, you're just sending random emails to people at that point. Will you just please sign my band? Here's my songs. It's just a catch-all in the beginning. But I mean, you build connections and stuff like I did with Little Elephant, and then it's kind of, things get a little easier. After 10 years of meeting people on tour and having bands play at my house, it got easier.
Do any bands ever come to you and ask for advice?
All the time.
What do you tell them?
I tell them everything gets easier with connections and friends. If you can get to the point where you can tour, that it really is everything. Or some people are just really benevolent and just want to help. It's really just about meeting people and connecting with them.
That's Max Adams of City Cop. You can find links at WKSU.org. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.